Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Michael Paul, MMA Legal.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
Hi, Sir Alexander.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Keatings. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you? No, talk, 2 seconds, I'll mute this music.
Okay.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Alex. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Fantastic. Do you want me to call you Alex or Alexander or Mr. Keatings?
I've been caught a lot of things. I think you two. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Alex, obviously, my name's Michael.
How are you doing, Michael? Oh, my God, that's my big brother's name.
I'm calling you from MMA Legal, which is a law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Right.
Do you have 5 minutes to have a chat with me, Alex?
Sure, bro. I'll be all the time in the world, there you go.
Perfect, thank you very much. But just to let you know, Alex, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Right.
My role is to gather the evidence of your case to so we can submit that to the Scottish redress. So that's writing to the local authorities of the places you're in. Also, Alex, it's quite important that I get to know, you know, obviously from the trauma you suffered as a youngster, as a child.
Yeah.
Has that followed you into your adult life, i.e. through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or drug issues? And what I'll then do, Alex, is I'll write to your GP, any hospitals, drug rehabilitation centres, gather that evidence.
Mate, it's fucked my whole life up nearly, man. Fucking destroyed me.
I'm so sorry, buddy.
It took me 7 years ago, I woke up to the truth, big man. I was fighting my life 2 weeks later. I woke up and I went, Jesus, I seen the light, man. But it still hurts, mate, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, pal, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, Alex.
But I've got good people in me, man. It's helped me, big man, know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're lucky, you have people around you, pal.
Very lucky, fairly.
Yeah.
I've got the line, know what I mean? But this is mad because I'm helping a lot of people on TikTok, and that's where I've met them. And I've met all these people that are just like me, and have been through that trauma, and we're all helping each other.
Okay. But do you run a TikTok group, do you?
It's like, I spent my life starting way down the world, but I've got friends in Israel. That are actually in Israel. I've got friends in Palestine, and I'm actually in Palestine. They're all sitting in the same boxes together, and they show me that little opera because of the way I'm having them. I've got Indigenous friends here in Australia, and their names are trust no one, so they can all have the same names. And they took me under their wing.
Oh, wow.
I've got Native friends in America, South America, all the way right down to Argentina. I've got friends in all of Europe, Germany, Austria, Norway, everywhere. England, Wales, not as much Wales as such, you know. The north, the south, both sides of the divide, etc., etc. I've got on well with them all because I've helped a lot of people.
Amazing, well done.
What I can do is I do remote viewing, and also I don't read, the ladies do the readings. I tap into energy.
How do you do that?
Astral projection, I do that as well.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You can do it as well, but if it's happened to you.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, deja vu. You've had deja vu.
You know, Alex, that's...
Deja vu,
yeah.
Can I pick an example for you?
Of course, go for it.
I can read your whole life in the bike, and I'll take one incident with you, right?
Yeah.
You were 7. There was an item in the house, a furniture item that came to your grand's house, okay? And you weren't too sure about that item, even though it was just furniture, because there was energy in it that was not good. So you didn't know if you needed it as such. You're in your bedroom, seeing you walked in your bedroom, your bed was on the right-hand side when you were 7. When you get in your bed, it's on the left-hand side. And right-hand side there on the wall is the window. There's three panes of glass in the window. And in the middle one, there's a little window at the top. you're in your bedroom at night, you felt something in the room, you got an energy, you got to the right hand side, just down through the window, near the corner, and you seen a glow as such. It was a smaller person. I know who that person was, bro. And there was a light coming through the window, and you weren't sure what the light was. I know what the light was as well.
Oh, wow.
It was out of this world.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't spiritual, it was an entity.
Well, I do believe in...
happens is you put the covers back over your head, and that entity came over, and it gave you a wee hug. Like, just imagine that entity is just like me and you. It's a time traveller.
Yeah, where would they have been from then? Would they have been from this planet, this plane, or the...
They're sitting here talking to you right now.
Is that you?
Yes.
Wow.
So I can see your whole life, bro. The thing is that I wish I'd been there the whole time, but I couldn't be because I wasn't hurt as much as you were.
Yeah.
I've always got hurt, bro, and different. It's like, we walk over different ages now, we walk very, very similar paths.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. And just let's see at the moment, what makes you happy is what you're doing with me now, because you're giving me your light and I'm giving all my light back to you and all my love, bro. Seriously, man.
It's amazing.
The way it works, it's like you're doing your job because you're the best person to do what you're doing because you've been through it or you've been traumatised.
Yeah.
And when you help someone, it makes you feel, wow.
Yeah, it does. This job's very rewarding for me, yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. My son's been rated as the best counsellor in Glasgow, probably Scotland. He's 34 in March 14th. He went through all that trauma as well, bro. You couldn't get a better person to help you than the people that's been through it. You see, my son, me and him don't tap into each other. We're talking, we talk like Yoda, Niseta, like Jedi's and that, but we don't tap into each other because I wouldn't want to go there because I don't want to feel that pain because that would blow my head off, because that's my son.
Yeah.
So I leave him to talk to a stranger. Does that make sense? Like I'm talking to you.
How did you first realise that you had...
I was born with it, same as you were born with it.
Yeah?
Yeah, what they've done
to us.
Do you know what they've done to us too? They took us into a room away from our mum, and they hurt us. Yes, they did. And they hurt your mum as well. Your mum was a wonderful lady, man, but they hurt her, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, your mum, you used to sit, see, you're in the house where you're younger, you used to sit on the left-hand side, your right arm, out beside her and hugging her, but on the left hand side on the couch when she was watching the movies that late at night, and she'd put you in bed and you were a light sleeper, man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the deep side of it, but I'm just letting you know that it's we choose this life, brother. We choose to be here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We are here for a reason. We're here to experience that stuff so we can save the planet. Does that make sense, man?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
So what it is we're at the periphery and the edge of the eye of the storm. That storm, that massive storm has been going for thousands of years, and we're right on the edge of the eye now. You know what happens when you get right in the eye, don't you? It goes off calm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm nearly there, brother. I won't spoil it, but look, it's coming. When we get in the middle, that means we'll probably go right through the doors. This time when we're going in the back door, like Guy Fawkes said, we're going in the front doors, all over the planet at the one time.
Okay, wow, that's cool.
Yeah, because we've got our finger on the pulse, bro, not them.
Yeah, it's amazing, that.
Yeah, well, as I said, see the ones that are protesting in Israel now, against the government, that's my friends, that's my family, bro. Yeah.
How are they getting on over there? Cause they're
doing brilliant, bro. We're deep inside there, all over the world. In the Anonymous, I've got a gold mask, but I didn't pick that gold mask. They gave that to me.
Yeah.
But I don't wear it. They don't want me to wear it. How cool is that?
Yeah, that's mad.
But on TikTok, I put it up on TikTok on the screen so the bad ones watching in can see I'm the gold one. I'm a golden. But you're a golden child and I'm brother. All golden. Not all of us are golden eyes. See, you want a golden egg? I couldn't talk to you about this, but you're a golden egg. Remember the program? Goody, goody, gum, gum, the goodies?
Yeah.
And the district supply of Auckland, we're the gold bag, the blood of his brother. Yep, that's you, bro, that's me. Yeah.
I'm perfect.
Yes. But that doesn't mean we don't help, that doesn't mean that we do not go our way to help the white eggs, because they are, we love them. But they distance ourselves from us because we are honest, they don't like to hear our voices. And that's a family. You should pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
You certainly can,
yeah. Yeah, I want you to go for it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Are you on TikTok?
Nobody, no. I don't go on TikTok, no.
Mate, you would love it. You see, you could help people so much on there, bro. You would have a buzz at it.
Yeah, I'll take a look at TikTok, to be honest.
What you do is to have a look at it. I'll message you my name, okay, on there. My name is Sunshine, with the sun at the end of it. And everyone calls me son. I've got oracles on there. These ladies are very powerful oracles, by the way. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I'm the power, bro. They're even hot, bad, and on. They can tap into things that you shouldn't imagine, man. Oh my God,
Sunshine.
Man.
I've got on my daughter's one now.
What, say that again, sorry?
I'm on my daughter's TikTok now.
Wow. Okay, so I've just put in Sunshine and then the sun. And you see me.
Sunshine in the sun.
Yep.
I don't know if you use this.
And what I do is, I've seen the way I'm speaking to you. I speak to everyone that's cool on there, like us. I speak to them the same way. Everybody calls me the Riddler 1 minute, and then I'm the Joker, and et cetera. Yep. I'm a million people from one day to the next, but I'll say no more than that. But do you know what that is? If I don't laugh, I'll cry.
Yeah, good.
I saved 3 souls this week alone. They're on the edge. They couldn't believe I knew. Oh, God. One of them was a big gypsy guy, big purple gypsy from Ireland. I don't know who he is, bro. So I've got a lot of family over there. But he's in Scotland now. I tapped into him. He came on the camera. He was crying like a baby, bro. He was bubbling. A big man, he was like, how did you know that's incredible, man. Who are you, man? That's amazing. I mean, I'm just an average guy. I said, I'm a Mr. Nobody. I'm just like you, brother. I said to him, I'm just like you. I'm no different for each other. Michael, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, Michael, you can feel it around you. I know you're feeling things, you know. Just embrace it, bro. See if you're on TikTok, you come alive.
Yeah.
I'm with everybody, bro. Everyone's on there. Just like me and you. Brilliant. I love it.
Okay, perfect. I'll jump on that, Alex. I definitely will.
Yeah, but see, there's trauma. As I said, I'm still carrying my trauma. I cry on there, by the way, when I meet people, because I'm feeling their pain. So I do healing as well. I'm a healer, as well as a self-healer. I can heal. But the man on, see the guy on Green Mile?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Oh, the big black guy, John Coffey.
Yes, but I do that. And I do it on TikTok. I've got a cough. I've got a cough now because that's me coughing out. I take it all. I can take 10 of them at one time. All the bad, all that bad stuff.
Yeah, that's mental.
Yeah,
that's what you've got the cough from healing tomorrow.
It's like taking the cough is like an exorcism. And I take that darkness into me, I cough it out, but see if I'm going to heal, I need to be able to hold that person. And put my hands where the situation is. So I've had 3 heart attacks, I've died twice, I've got heart disease, but see my heart, I go to the ultra scan.
Yeah.
I had my first heart attack 15 years ago, when the second one, 2 days after, when I died, I got an ultra scan there. A year ago, what they said is, they don't like to see the ultrasound because it's so colourful. I was on my side to the left, and the lady went, oh my God, I went, is everything right? She went, your heart's healing.
Oh,
wow,
you could see your heart was healing on the ultrasound.
Yeah, she went, it's a miracle. I went, thank you. They called me a miracle when I died. I was off again 18 months ago, Inverness Hospital. I went through from Fort William to Inverness. The guy went, I don't know how you're here, mate, but you're alive, man. You're a miracle, man. I went, thanks, bro.
Yeah, that's mental, that. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's all about... It's who we are, man, Michael. It's who we are, man. It's all about yes, we can tap into things in a certain way. All that pain and fruit took me 45 years to recognise the gift. So I've got bipolar, the same psychotic, I've got PTSD and all that stuff, I've got ADHD, I've got everything under the sun. You know, like my name under the sun, no, that's me having my pun there, no. But the only thing that's a detrimental one is the PTSD. It's the only one. The other rest of them are all gifts. They make us feel like we're crazy, bro, but we're not crazy, man. It's a gift, man.
Has your doctor diagnosed you with PTSD, Alex?
No, they've done that in Glasgow. They were bad to me. They were really bad to me. They were bad to me in London. See a doctor up here, he treats me like he's my brother.
Yeah, where are you?
I've got a younger girl. She treats me like a big brother or a dad, kind of way.
Oh, wow. What I'm saying is, do you go to your GP and do you take any sort of medication for the PTSD?
Yeah, I've got, no, I don't take that in 7 years. I mean, that came alive, bro, when I got off it, because I was like a goddamn walking, talking zombie, man.
Okay, but you did take it in the past, yeah?
I did. They were pumping me, injecting me, I know. And my right muscle, just above, mate, I put my spine, my legs, I put my inner body, was going to explode with the pain. I'm not feeling pain like that. I've got high pain tolerance, by the way.
Can I take your GP's details, buddy, so I can write through them and gather all your medical information?
Yeah. I never told my whole story as such, because they did try. Yeah, what happened? Two of them did try, by the way. They tried to hang with me in the toilet. I managed to escape, I get in the pool table, in the room, I go to the shoot, I'll say no more. The big one came through first, bang, out. The other one I chased, I was only 12, man. They got my mum and dad down, they blamed me, so my dad went mental. So my mum was more reserved, but my dad went crazy, because he knew they were talking shit to him, because he said, we didn't like about. And then they took me away eventually, you know what I'm saying, bro, and cut me in political club with my mum.
Can I take your GP details, please, Alex? And I'll write to
them. What's that, bro?
Your GP now, pal. Can I take their details, please?
What's that? What's the GP?
GP, your general doctor.
My doctor. That's Fort William. It's a... hold on, I'll just go into the phone, right? Because I've got it in there. I've got it saved. Right, so... I'm terrible with names. I'm like you. You're no good with names. You're great with faces. Visually, you can remember everything. You hear voices, you never forget them.
That's true.
You can tap into them, but with names, you can pocket that eventually, but at that moment, you're like, what's that actually? And then eventually it comes to you.
Yeah, I'm not great with names,
though. Yeah. You're only meant to be, brother. Because see if you remember my names, Matt, you'd have been waiting for them. I'll say no more. When you're younger, when you go through that crazy stage, when you're like 17, 18, 19, 20 and all that. Mm. Yeah. You're why I got wrong, man. If you'd have knew their names, that you might have pounded. Does that make sense, bro?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yes, you've only met to remember. That's what part of your gift is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
2 seconds, bro. Right, so it's Fort William. And it's... it's in my head, man. I've got so much energy in me now. I see millions of people at one time, but and energy-wise, I can put on an energy at one time, but they're very clever how they help me really a lot. They help me a lot. See all the people you've lost?
Yeah.
I can see them all on an energy level.
Oh, wow.
I can feel them all in this. Are you feeling a wee bit of buzz in your body and a wee bit of coldness but warmth at the same time?
Yeah, a little, yeah.
That's your family around you and all the people you've lost. So all with you right now. Yeah.
That's cool to know. Thank you.
But anyway, you're always with you, man. Not always. See, when we rest, they go and rest.
Ah, okay.
Yes, they rest the same as us. See, up there, it's not up there. It's on us here. It's heaven on earth and such. They're all around us. They're partying like you wouldn't believe. They have a good time, bro. But when we're sad, they're sad. So we need to let them rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, when we're happy, they're happy. I've got that many names that on my phone. I've got so lost in all this.
Do you remember the surgery's details? The name of the surgery, Alex?
The surgery details. So there's three different sections in it. See if you phone them up. If you have details, they won't give me it over the phone. Honestly, hold on, I'll do that. I'll find that.
Tell me where it is, I'll try and find it now.
Jesus, this is crazy how this works, man.
Is it Glenmore Medical Practice?
There's three of them. There's no Glenmore one. There's three of them.
Okay.
Got it.
The Craig Nebber Surgery and the Tweedle Medical Practice.
Tweedle. Yes, God. Okay, man. We got it. Thanks for helping me.
It's no problem, pal. Medical Practice.
I've been invited to go to Old Trafford.
Yeah, I wouldn't go there.
My son, he stays in County Wexford in South Island, deep down the south.
Okay.
He's a season ticket holder.
Is he, yeah?
Yeah, I've been to Man City as well, bro. I've been to Man City when he played Celtic years ago, but I've never been in Old Trafford. I don't support it. I've not got a favourite. But my heart is with Liverpool.
Nice.
Man City, but I'm connected to them all. I feel them all. I stayed in London in a place called Forest Gate in 1989. Yeah. That was me trying to escape my pain. And I met all the West Ham boys and that.
Yeah, they're a good crew, aren't
they? Yeah. See, they're all mods now. You know what I'm talking about, as in the West Ham boys. Yeah. I met all them. I got drinking with them in pubs. I met all the old characters that are on the telly talking about the twins and that. I met all them, the good ones that is. And I'm a mod, we all get to London. I'll get a Vespa and I'll go to Winamar, how cool is that? And the East End and Essex at the same time.
Oh, wow. Alex, can I just run you through this, please, buddy?
I've just got another quick... Go for it.
Okay, so once I got your information from the authorities of where you stayed in care, I'll add your GP details, all your medical details to it. What we'll then do, Alex, is we'll go through all that together.
Yes.
We'll make sure that you've got all of your statements in line. Make sure we haven't missed anything out.
Yes.
We'll submit that to what's called the Scottish Redress.
Right.
And from there, Alex, we'll then get a panel date. From the panel date, we'll get recognition of what happened to you. And also cash compensation. So is that okay?
See that cash, but I'm going to bonus you. I'm going to do good with it.
Good. That's amazing.
Yes. I want to help people with that money.
Perfect.
I don't mean give them it. I just want to help.
Okay. That's amazing. That's an amazing goal. Alex, I just need to go back a stage with you, buddy, just so you understand our fees.
Yeah, yeah.
And your other options. Just to let you know, Alex, that you don't need a law firm to apply to the Scottish Visa. You can do it.
Yes, I love how you're saying that to me. Yes, you're saying that to me.
I just need to obviously make sure you understand
that.
So you can apply yourself. Obviously, that would mean that you, if you wish to gather your own evidence and apply and, you know, support your own case. That's option one. Option two, there are other law firms out there, Alex, that will help you.
Right.
He won't charge you any fees.
Right.
So they get paid direct from the Scottish Government. They get paid £2,000 per client. Whether that client wins, loses, or
the Scottish Government is amazing, mate.
As part of the government legal fee scheme, Alex. Yeah. So they get paid it no matter what happens.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, we don't, buddy. We enter into a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee.
Yes.
If you win, we win. You lose, we lose together. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, Alex. So you'll never pay us more than 20%.
No
matter how much time we spend on your case, Alex, you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Oh, man, that's brilliant, man.
On the flip side of that, buddy, if we're unsuccessful, you'll never pay us any fees. We won't come knocking. We won't come asking.
Right.
Our insurance policy...
No, if I see it, but it's no problem. We won't pass by me, bro.
What body?
What's not for me will not pass by me.
Oh, perfect.
So if I don't get in it, to me, I want you. Money's nice to have to buy the things for the kids and that.
Yeah,
it's about the kids for us, isn't it? But we don't spoil them, you don't spoil them. We do and we don't. But we give them the morals that we've went through, their mistakes we've went through, pain. And I know your daughter, man, she, by the way, listen, see what the things I'm talking about. Your daughter's got healing hands, bro. She's spiritual, I know, man.
Ah, perfect, thank you. Do you understand those three options I've given you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Are you happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Just to let you know, Alex, you have what's called a 14-day cooling off period.
Right.
What that means is from the day you sign any documentation with us, you can cancel within 14 days.
Right.
But you also, Alex, you can waive that 14-day period cooling off so I can then start on your case.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Alex?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Okay, buddy. So what I'll do is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You've got my number now. My name's Michael,
man, you're a star, mate. You're absolutely
Alex.
Man.
Love speaking to you, pal. Thank you very
and
much.
And you, brother. Listen, what you do is if you do join TikTok, just give me a wee message. Let me know it's you, Michael. And I'll tap into you, bro, and I'll get you on with me. I'm on there with the boy. See the boys that wrote all the books and that, who didn't sound hand up now, and they're across the water, both sides of the divide. That's all my family, like, both sides. So they look at me like a mediator, I bring people together. They're actually saying to me, for many years, I should write all my books. If I write my book, guys, I'm going to need a library. But I've done nothing bad, but all I've done was what I had to do the same as you. There's a rat in my kitchen. What am I going to do? Yeah, I'll let you go, Michael. Mate, much love for you, bro. God loves you, man. God, much respect to you, man. Thank you for phoning, bro. Have a great day, man. Have a wonderful day, bro. Your light is bright, bro. Catch you later. See you later, Michael. Bye, bro. Bye.